Live and Lansing, Jack Ebling is on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back. Jack Ebling here, Ebling and You, 1320 WILS. Very happy to welcome in our next guest, Jim Stark, Executive Director, Michigan Sports Hall of Fame. Hello, Jim. How are you?
Hey, Jack. How are you?
I am just fine, and you've got something going here which is going to maybe solve some problems for people who don't know what to get people for the holidays.
Oh, man, I'm going to put you to payroll. You could not have had a better opening to this conversation than what you just said. it is absolutely a chance. You know what? The chance of a lifetime is always kind of overused.
Yeah.
Truly, Jack, and some of these packages that we have in our first All-Star Online Auction, when you talk about lunch with Gordie Howe,
yeah.
You talk about lunch with Joe Schmidt, I mean, these guys aren't going to be around forever.
You know, one of the questions that we get a lot in the media from people who are amazed at what we have the opportunity to do and actually get paid.
Right.
You know, you know that guy, or you've talked to him?
Yeah.
My answer now has changed. It's going to be, yeah, and you can too.
There you go. Well, you know, one of the things, and you and I have talked about this before in our discussions about the Hall of Fame, our greatest asset is our hall membership.
Yeah.
The people that belong to our Hall of Fame, you know, that's who we are. That's what we're about. We've never had a chance to bridge the gap between our hall supporters and our Hall of Fame members. Now, through this auction, that's what this auction is about. It's giving a chance to people to do the things, like you say, you and I get a chance to take for granted. But other people, like there's the package where you can go and visit Brandy and Frank Beckman in the booth at Michigan. There's a couple of great Piston packages where you can spend the whole night with Eli Zarrett and Greg Kelser and George Baha and go to the press conference after the game. All the things you and I do, an average person can do by getting involved with the auction.
How about airfare and hotel accommodations?
My favorite one.
For a two and a day in the San Diego Padres broadcast booth with Dick Enberg.
And don't forget, we're going to pick a game where the Arizona Diamondbacks are in San Diego, and you get to meet Kirk Gibson and hopefully Alan Trammell before the game.
Unbelievable. Talk about a twofer. That's a threefer right there.
Isn't that one of those things that people, you know, talk about a light once. That is the kind of a once-in-a-lifetime chance. Who knows if that'll happen again.
You know, lunch with Joe Schmidt and Mike Lucci. Just talking with Joe Schmidt, you get to find out what it was like when the Lions actually won a championship.
That alone is a treat, right?
Absolutely.
Well, you know, Jack, you missed a great discussion the other day, as you know, at our Legends election committee that you were kind enough to send me the comments, and I made sure to read them to everyone around the table. But I'll tell you, Jack, that group averaged 41 years of experience in the media and the sports world. How about that?
A lot of young fellas, right?
Yeah, but Joe Schmidt actually was there that day.
Is that right?
Oh, part of that group.
No, yeah, I really wish I'd been there. I was mad before I couldn't go. But
sorry, I didn't mean to make you feel bad.
Thanks.
But I guess I wanted to show that you're part of an august group, and for us to be able to reach out to our fans, the fans of sports fans in general. Well, you know, how about this for a package? How about getting a chance to go up to Central Michigan, go on the field before a game, sit in the athletic director Dave Hickey's suite, plus spend time talking with college football and Michigan Sports Hall of Fame coach Herb Deromedy?
That's pretty special stuff. How about for Tiger fans? You can hang out with Willie Horton and Mickey Lolich.
And you know what? How about going skeet shooting with Mickey Lolich? How's that for a different kind of experience?
Does he bring the donuts?
That one I'm not sure. Maybe you shoot the donuts. Maybe that's what it is. You throw the donuts up and you shoot those. But yeah, I'm really excited. I look at the package we were able to put together, and so many kind, generous Hall of Famers donating their time. How about this one? How about dinner with Ken Holland, Jim Nill, Mike Babcock, and Chris Chelios?
Well, that's pretty incredible. If you are a Red Wings junkie, you can't do much better than that.
Yeah, I mean, exactly. You can, the questions you have, the stories you want to, and sometimes I'm always torn because you want to ask these guys questions, but sometimes the best thing is just to close your trap and listen to the stories.
Yeah. I can see that too. Tell us a little bit about the auction. It actually began a couple of days ago, but it's continuing through the 21st, so it ends Sunday. Tell us how people can make a bid.
Well, it's all about online. For anyone that's familiar with online buying and bidding over eBay, then they're familiar with this process. But all you do is you go on our website, Michigan Sports, H-O-F, .org.
Michigan Sports, H-O-F, like Hall of Fame, .org.
And then it takes you right to our site. Our site has all the packages for every team, for every experience. And then you click on the experience you want to bid on. It takes you right to eBay, and it tells you every step of how you go about bidding on the package.
Now, can you see what other bids are, or is this blind?
Once you go on the eBay site, once you click on the bid now and it takes you to the site, you'll see where the bidding stands.
Okay. Now, one of the best parts about this is all these auction items are tax deductible. Think about that in terms of buying holiday gifts. And the proceeds are supporting the Michigan Sports Hall of Fame and the Dave Bing Scholarship for Leadership and Achievement.
Exactly. We're trying to give back to the community. We're trying to give back to the people that support us. David Bing, obviously, one of our most famous Michigan Sports Hall of Fame members and an example for everyone to follow. Getting back to the packages, how many times have you or me or anyone else got someone who can't buy for, can't figure out what to give? They got everything they want, they got everything they need, but they're a sports fan. Yeah. I promise you, if you look on our list of packages, and not everything is going to be thousands of dollars, there's some very reasons. There's golf with people like Lem Barney, golf with Meg Mallon. I mean, there's something literally on there for just about every budget.
Right, exactly. And, this is an opportunity. People say, well, I could never do that. Well, yes, you can.
Yeah, and, it's all right in front of you.
It's there for you to take a look at. Go to MichiganSportsHOF.org, and you'll have a chance to check this out. And we're going to have another class enshrined next year in the Michigan Sports Hall of Fame, correct?
Right, exactly. And I know you'll be part of that election process as we go along. And before you know it, we're going to be making an announcement about who that next class is. So we got a busy time, Jack, because I'm going to call you back on this maybe next week.
Okay.
We got the reveal of another brand new project we're in the middle of. It's a unique sports collect piece featuring an original work of art highlighting Barry Sanders, Steve Yzerman, Joe Dumars, and Alan Trammell. And for a limited amount of time and limited number of pieces, you'll get them all four to autograph your piece.
Wow.
So that's on the auction and the website, too. So we got lots going on with the Hall of Fame.
This is obviously a limited edition, Jim. How many of these are there?
You know what? We're not going to reveal that just yet.
Okay.
It is a very
okay.
limited edition, though, Jack.
Okay.
Trust me on that. And to get those four together, very rare opportunity. So have fun. Go on the website. Look around. There's over 70 items. You know, there's some signed items. There's all kinds of different. Now, we do have a couple of Michigan State. We've got a signed piece from Greg Kelser. Oh, here's another great. How about spending a dinner at the restaurant of the family of Joe Delamalur with Joe Delamalur and Reggie McKenzie before the Michigan State game next year?
Oh, that would be big fun.
How about that one for fun?
That would be big fun. We should mention that Jim Stark is not only the executive director of the Michigan Sports Hall of Fame, he's also a talk show host at WTKA in Ann Arbor and has been responsible for coaching the Michigan defense most of this year.
I want to tell you right now, do not put that one on my shoulders because, we're on Friday afternoons. I'm afraid we compete with you that one day there, Jack.
Yeah.
But the one day, the busiest day was the day after, the week after that announcement of the NCAA situation.
Yeah.
We had more callers that one day, Jack. I can't remember the last. Those phones never let up. So Michigan fans are passionate about their football, as you know.
Absolutely, and we'll see how passionate they are after the next couple of weeks. But, they could do Michigan State a big favor here, Jim.
So Michigan State's going to be cheering for Michigan for a change.
You know, I don't know how many Spartans can actually do this, but they could probably send a postcard from Pasadena.
Well, I'll tell you right now, you know my scope above and beyond my Ann Arbor connection. I'm for the Michigan. I think if the Spartans can work out a trip to Pasadena for the first time in, 20 years?
You have to go back to 1988, January 1st.
I think that would be wonderful for the program, for the state, and let those Wolverines kind of see that Sparty holding the role. Maybe it'll kind of put them in a different mindset.
Yeah, you know, right now I think it's 1,007 days, Jim. Someone told me again that it had been since Michigan beat Michigan State in football or men's basketball. So
and they're counting every one of them.
They count them. That's right. They don't know when they're going to get another string like this. But
well, you know what? You guys up there in Lansing, enjoy this time. It's been well deserved, hard fought, earned. And you know what? Because I'll tell you, I promise you this. You know Michigan's going to come back. They are back at some point.
Oh yeah, absolutely. And I know they got a big start the other night with a huge basketball win over Upstate.
Yeah, I kind of think they're going to have a hard time competing with the Spartans this year. They got a real rebuilding year, as you know. They lost to the team last year, and they've got really young guys, unproven guys. So other than Tim Hardaway's son, there's not a lot of star power on the Michigan basketball team. But John Beilein is a good coach, and so I think he'll make a competitive team. But I got to put my money this year on Tom Izzo and his Spartans. They're going to be an awfully good team.
Well, as I tell my partner Tom Crawford, the Jack and Tom Show Saturday mornings, yeah, any program can have a rebuilding decade.
You know what? You can be smug about, because Tom Izzo, in my opinion, is one of the top three coaches in the country, if maybe not the top one. So you can be as smug as you want about football, basketball, because you guys have earned the right.
Hey, enjoy the rest of the season, and we will remind everyone through 11:59 p.m. Sunday night, okay, you can go online. That's Michigan Sports HOF, as in Hall of Fame, .org, MichiganSportsHOF.org, and you'll find the Christmas present of someone's dreams. Thanks so
Absolutely.
Much for joining us, Jim.
And we'll talk to you soon.
You got it.